There is an old expression, often misattributed to Gandhi, that says, "The true measure of a society is how it treats its most vulnerable members." While the author of that quote is unknown, it sounds like a paraphrase of a nearly 2,000-year-old quote from the book of James, which reads, "Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you." In this video, we are going to look at how a couple of online companies are treating the most vulnerable members of our society today. I am Dr. John Padfield, an engineer turned state representative turned business professor. If you would like to support my work, bringing you informative and well-researched videos, I invite you to join my Patreon or buy me a coffee using one of these links. Over the past 8 years, the number of American adults receiving some form of counseling or therapy has nearly doubled. An estimated 60 million American adults, representing 23% of the population, received some form of counseling or therapy in 2024. A large percentage of those 60 million adults are receiving their counseling or therapy online. According to a November 2025 article published by the American Hospital Association, quote, "Behavior health continued to account for the majority of all virtual visits, representing 67% of telehealth encounters in 2024. In 2024, there were around 38 million behavioral telehealth visits, but that number only includes commercially insured patients. The point is, there are tens of millions of online counseling/therapy sessions conducted every year in the United States. In just a moment, we will examine three of the companies providing those sessions. I am traveling all over the country this year on my Brushfires of Freedom tour. These are free, live public speaking events where you and your friends can meet me in person and we can discuss how to peacefully and legally push back on surveillance. I have several events coming up in the eastern and midwestern United States in May and June, including speaking at the Libertarian National Convention in Grand Rapids and at Peace Lovin' Vans in Rye, Colorado. Then in July and August, I am heading out west on a 19-city, 16-state tour. I am still working on confirming venues for many of the locations, so to volunteer to help find a venue and or promote these events, or to simply get the latest information, please visit brushfirestour.com. Let's begin with BetterHelp. They have apps for iPad, iPhone, and Android. They offer therapy for individuals, couples, and teens. And they claim to be the world's largest therapy service with nearly 32,000 licensed therapists who have collectively helped over 6 million people. Their website explicitly says they have a network of professional, licensed, and vetted therapists who you can trust. But can you trust the company those 32,000 therapists work for? BetterHelp is owned by a company called Teladoc Health, and their values include, quote, "We keep our promises," and "We lead with integrity, accountability, and transparency." I guess that settles it. I bet they even have those values printed on big signs hanging all over their offices and in the break rooms at their corporate headquarters. Before I go any further, let's examine why people go to therapy in the first place. As always, links to all of my sources can be found in the description. Some of the most common reasons men seek therapy are depression, self-esteem/body image, and grief and loss. Some of the most common reasons women seek therapy are very similar: depression, self-esteem, trauma, and grief. The most common reasons couples seek therapy includes trust issues, intimacy problems, and financial stress. And teens commonly seek or are brought to therapy for similar reasons. In other words, people seek therapy because they are hurting and vulnerable. Given that BetterHelp's clients are hurting and vulnerable, how would you demonstrate integrity and respect to your clients? How about by sharing their sensitive personal health information with data brokers? Quote, "The Federal Trade Commission finalized an order requiring online counseling service BetterHelp to pay $7.8 million. Why? Quote, "The firm shared consumers' sensitive health information with third parties, such as Facebook and Snapchat, for for advertising after promising to keep such data private. Quote, BetterHelp used and disclosed consumers' email addresses, IP addresses, and health questionnaire information to Facebook, Snapchat, Criteo, and Pinterest. Maybe they need to hang up bigger signs with the company's values on them in the corporate headquarters. But at least they learned their lesson. The FTC hit them with a $7.8 million fine, and that sounds like a lot of money, until you realize the year before the fine, BetterHelp earned over $1 billion in revenue, which was 41% more than they had earned the previous year. Let that sink in for a minute. Their revenue increased by 41% year over year, and the FTC fined them less than 1% of their annual revenue for betraying vulnerable people who trusted them, so Facebook, Snapchat, Pinterest, and Criteo could target them with ads based on incredibly sensitive personal health information they entrusted with BetterHelp. When I started this channel in June of 2022, I named it Business Reform, because there are a lot of businesses that need to reform their business models. And in my opinion, there are a lot of CEOs and other executives who should be fired, if not prosecuted, for this type of disgusting betrayal of their customers. But BetterHelp isn't the only shady company in the online therapy market. Talkspace offers therapy and psychiatry providers the ability to connect with clients via text, audio, and video messaging. They earned $63 million of revenue in 2025, which was a 29% increase over 2024. U.S. Senators Ron Wyden, Elizabeth Warren, and Cory Booker asked both BetterHelp and Talkspace to clarify their patient data privacy practices following reports of improper data collection, mining, and dissemination. Some of those reports include CNBC, who claims sharing data with third parties is ubiquitous across mental health apps. That article also cited research which showed that of the top 36 ranked apps for depression and smoking cessation, more than 80% of them sent data to Facebook and Google, often without disclosing it in their privacy policies. In 2024, Talkspace was hit with a class action lawsuit for secretly sharing user data with TikTok. Then there is Cerebral Mental Health, who not only earned a rare and impressive average rating of just 1 star on the iOS store, but they also got hit with a $7 million fine by the FTC for disclosing sensitive data for advertising purposes. In 2023, Cerebral admitted to sharing patient data with Meta, TikTok, and Google, including patients' names, birth dates, insurance information, and their responses to mental health self-evaluations. My question is, why isn't Meta, TikTok, and Google being hit by the FTC for buying sensitive personal health information? In my opinion, this is the data equivalent of knowingly buying stolen goods, and the buyers need to be held accountable as well. That same article in The Verge went on to say Cerebral is facing an investigation from the Department of Justice and the Drug Enforcement Administration over its prescribing of controlled substances. And just last week, Cerebral settled a class action lawsuit over its sharing patient data with Facebook. And for what it's worth, the Christian meditation app Abide and the King James Bible daily verse and audio app were also found to have serious privacy issues as well, but not as serious as the Pray.com app. The Pray.com app collects your location information, then they buy data about you from data brokers such as your gender, age, religious affiliation, ethnicity, marital status, household size, income, and political party. They also claim the right to publish your name, voice, and likeness, and other personal information for advertising, marketing, publicity, and promotional activities. If you have ever wondered to yourself, what would Jesus do? It's a pretty safe bet that he would not be collecting and sharing your data to data brokers. My heart truly goes out to the most vulnerable members of our society. There are tens of millions of hurting people in our country today dealing with various struggles from grief over losing a loved one to stress of losing a job to relationship problems to substance abuse and many other things. In my opinion, companies like BetterHelp, Cerebral Mental Health, and Pray.com are all stains on our society for abusing the trust vulnerable people put in them. I do not want to discourage anyone from getting the help they need, but I would personally recommend getting that help in person rather than over a convenient app that's going to monetize your pain and struggles by selling your sensitive personal mental health information to Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and other data brokers most people have never even heard of. If you want to learn more about how to take control of your personal information, I encourage you to use my affiliate link, escapethetechnocracy.com/reform, to check out their books and video courses and newsletter. Please remember to visit brushfirestour.com if you are interested in meeting me in person. If you want to support my work, you can join me on Patreon or buy me a coffee. What do you think it's going to take to force companies to behave in an ethical manner? FTC fines don't seem to be doing much because they are way too small, and some companies just view those fines as the cost of doing business. While I would like to see more companies clean up their own act because it's the right thing to do, I suspect it's going to take lawsuits to force some of them to shape up. I can't wait to read your comments.